David, your thoughts on today's win here in County Tyrone?
First and foremost, winning the game was huge for us today. Difficult when you already play Dungannon on Tuesday. You're hoping that the mindset's right, the attitude's right, because again, you have to start the game afresh from 0-0. And I thought the way we went about the game again in the first half was a credit to our players. I thought we were on top, we were dominant, we got the goals at really good times, and certainly 4-0 didn't flatter us going in at half time. We opened the door probably once, Rowan made a terrific save, but I thought our all round play in the first half basically won the game for us. Frustratingly in the second half, and sometimes football, you know, everybody wants you, if you're 4-0 up at half time, you should come out and win 4 or 5-0 in the second half. It's not always the way. Mentally, we were off it, we looked a little bit cheated, we looked a little bit tired in the second half. Credit to Dungannon, they improved, they got a reaction at half time, so you know, credit to them, they were much improved, and we just couldn't quite reach the heights and the standard that we did in the first half. But all in all, delighted with 3 points, delighted to go through on Tuesday night, and looks as if again today we've got away from the game injury free, so that's a bonus.
And it's great for young guys like Charlie Allen, Trey Youn, to be involved in and around the squad, learning of experienced pros, isn't it?
For me, that's the huge plus. I know with the subs that we had today, including excluding Ryan McGivern, we had Ross Larkin, Young, Trey Hume, Daniel Reynolds, Matthew Shevlin, Charlie Allen. So the huge plus is that not only are they, you know, they're not getting long on the pitch, but they're being in and around it. They're being in and around it at half time. They're being in and around it at the end. They're learning off, you know, that people who experienced players who are playing the positions like Mulgrew, Jimmy Callagher, some of the younger players off Andy Waterworth. So it's a huge plus for me to have. You know, we don't always want kids on the bench, but today it was a good experience for them to be in and around it, and hopefully in due course some of the younger players will get more than enough game time.
A few real quality goals in that first half. Joel Cooper, what a strike, and Kirk Miller's strike sort of looked very much like when he scored out in Montenegro.
Yeah, again, there wasn't much to aim at for Kirk. I was thinking, me personally, in my head, when he was running through, I thought he was going to hit it hard and low across him. But Kirk has that wonderful eye for a quality goal, and it was a wonderful finish. And, you know, Kirk wasn't at his best today. And to be fair to him, he didn't want to come off. He was struggling with an illness all week. He didn't train on Thursday, but he wanted to be part of it today, and you know, pleased for him, and pleased with the attitude that he's shown, that he was desperate to want to play today, and you know, he scored 2 big goals for us.
He'll be desperate to want to play because there's a few boys coming back from injury trying to get into this squad, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and I say, although the bench was young today, there's the likes of Casement, shouldn't be too far away, Hockey Robinson making progress, Daniel Cairns, Jordan Stewart making good progress. So, you know, the more minutes that they get, the show that they can keep the jersey, basically. But it's also important that we have the likes of, you know, the Kearns, the Stewarts, the Casements, Bastian, who missed today, Hockey and Robinson, because it's a long season. We've already played a lot of games. There's more big games coming up in October, and it's important that we have a fully fit squad challenging for positions.
It's a Saturday, Tuesday month of October, and this Tuesday brings Cliftonville to Windsor Park.
It does, and again, there will be changes on Tuesday night. We will freshen it up a little bit, but there'll not be too many changes because, again, the County Antrim's, you know, we've been beating a couple of finals. We've got the final in one. So it's important that you know, younger players will play on Tuesday night. We'll not overindulge in too many of them and leave them short with an inexperienced team and squad. But there'll be changes, freshen up, and it's a game against Cliftonville that's crucially important that we go and hopefully put ourselves in the next round.
Well done on today's 3 points, and all the best for Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.
All right.